This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What was the very first movie that made you cry? 206-803-ROCK.
We just experienced it in my household, and the movie was Charlotte's Web.
That one is awful.
I know my wife cried for the first time. No, her daughter, Tatum.
What was the first movie that made you cry? 206-803-ROCK. Matthew from Duval, what was that movie for you?
Well, at first I thought it was... Oh, I got double.
Are you okay over there?
Old Yeller. But it was actually Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh. Yeah, neither of those are very joyful movies at all.
I've never seen... Where the Red Fern Grows?
It's Old Yeller on steroids.
Okay, great. Yeah, any dog dying, I don't want to watch.
Yeah,
I
remember, no, thank you.
Someone texted in about Marley and Me, and I remember seeing Marley and Me as an adult, and that scene, and the theater, which was stupid, and everybody you could tell was true. It was like, you could feel the tension of, like, who's going to cry first in the theater, and somebody started sniffling, and it just started a chain reaction of sniffling, and then I'd say within a couple of minutes, everybody was bawling in the theater.
Waterworks.
Old Yeller, though, I've never seen the movie.
Don't.
I just went and looked. This scene is gnarly right here.
To.
Mom's got a shotgun because the dog got rabies, right? Mm-hmm. Mom's got a shotgun and she hands it to our kids.
No, Mama. There's no hope for him now, Travis. He's suffering.
And then just hands the shotgun. Just take care of it, kid.
Do your part.
Oh.
206-803-ROCK. Rhonda from Spanaway. What was the first movie that made you cry?
It was 8 Below with Paul Walker. We were living in Arizona, and my friend, we did dog rescue, and her husband, who doesn't like dogs, took us to the movie to watch. And I have never seen a grown man cry like a baby like he did.
Oh,
I've never seen the movie, but I'm looking at the picture of it. And so yet again, another movie that involves dogs. So, of course, it's going to tug on the emotional heartstrings. But the movie poster makes it look like it's a real happy-go-lucky film.
Yeah, no. It hurts.
What's up with Disney, man, just trying to make everybody cry all the time?
It's kind of rude, honestly.
Somebody even brought it up on the text line and just said, Disney movies, they basically instill the fear that your parents are going to die at any given moment.
It's a lot of trauma.
And animals as well.
206-803-ROCK. Sandy from Yelm, what was the first movie that made you cry?
Oh, my gosh. Snoopy Come Home. It's definitely a dog-themed day.
Yes!
Where the Red Fern Grows was awful, too. And the book was sad, but oh my gosh. Snoopy was the first one. It must have been 5 or 6.
No, I don't remember. What was the moment that led to you crying in that?
So Snoopy runs away from home because his previous owner is sick. And he's trying to get to her. And he takes off and leaves Charlie Brown, like, super sad. Can't find his dog. And...
I never knew
and
about.
And the girl asked Snoopy to stay with her, and yeah, it's just like Charlie Brown's walking through the rain, trying to find his dog, and
these damn dogs.
I had a little beagle named Snoopy before this.
Oh. How about I never knew of that premise to Snoopy where he needed to go see his old owner.
Oh my gosh.
What the hell, man? Now, back in the day there was just like zero F's given.
No.
Like, we're gonna crush the souls of all the children.
206-803-ROCK. Ian from Seattle, what was the first movie that made you cry?
Yeah, so Armageddon.
Oh.
No dogs. But Armageddon, that one was a brutal one.
It's another, you know, another
pit. Falling on the couch as a kid.
Yes, it's terrible. But a great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the Aerosmith song.
Yeah, fantastic movie, killer cast, the whole nine.
Somebody just texted in saying, Titanic, tears of joy that movie was over.
Oh, why was that you, Steve?
Yes, it was. A lot of people are texting in My Girl.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, that was a rough one.
I think I probably watched that twice as a kid, and then I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Oh, I was one and done.
Oh, just a horrible, horrible
a great movie, movie, but man, I just... I don't ever want to be sad again like that.
Also, fear of bees. 206-803-ROCK. Marie in Tukwila, what was the first movie that made you cry?
It was definitely Frosty the Snowman. Year after year.
It is a pretty emotional ending.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump.
You know what's funny is that Tatum watches that movie all the time. It's never once hit her in that way.
Maybe that's still coming.
I don't know. Maybe she's just like, snowmen. They're not real anyway. I don't know.
Oh, how dare you.
Right, how rude.
206-803-ROCK. Alonzo from Des Moines. What was the first movie that made you cry?
Oh, man. La Bamba.
I don't think I saw La Bamba.
That's the story of Richie Valens.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Oh, but not a great ending.
Well, I mean, Alonzo could probably tell you what happened.
Yes.
Or maybe he won't. Richie Valentine.
Yeah. I knew that. 206-803-ROCK. What was the first movie that made you cry?
We lost. Okay, we lost.
Do we have Old Man Kenny still?
No, we lost him.
Oh. Should we just blindly answer?
All right, yeah. Give it a whirl. We have no phone screener because Danny's not here.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from? Oh. Hello, who is this and where are you calling from?
Sheldon. My name's Joe.
And what was the first movie that made you cry?
E.T.
Oh, E.T. is really emotional, too.
Yeah, yeah. Teaches you about loss. Someone said Brian's Song. I've never seen it. I've only seen the... It's a football movie, and it's a heart... It's some people say it's the saddest movie of all time, which is why I've stayed away from it, but it's a Brian Piccolo story. I love you, Brian Piccolo. I know that part because I've seen that scene like a billion times, but I've never sat and watched that movie.
What year did this movie come out?
Oh, forever ago. I mean, maybe like 70s.
Oh, we're just making a big list of movies that I'm not going to watch.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.